With us now, Tim Swanson from CHS Agronomy. He's based in Grand Forks, North Dakota, here at our National Association of Farm Broadcasting meeting with a look at this 2022 growing season.
A lot of frustration this spring watching it rain and rain and rain, wondering when we're going to get in the field, and turned out to be just actually a pretty phenomenal year. Most crops were really good in most areas, had enough moisture to carry us through. Fantastic fall to get the work done, get the crop in the bin for the most part, or to the elevator. So, yeah, I think it was a really exciting year with a lot of optimism as we head into 2023.
How much concern do you have as far as the soil moisture profile that we have for next year?
Yeah, so it's always water, right? I think we're definitely in need of some moisture. You know, we'll see what this winter brings. We got a little snow already. Obviously, we're going to need some moisture to replenish that, and yeah, all we can do is wait on the weather and see what it delivers us.
When we talk about the fertilizer story as we go into this past year and moving forward, we know there's a lot of logistic issues. How do you feel as far as getting product out to growers this spring?
Yeah, so at CHS, we've done everything we can to put assets in the country and get them filled up and supply that product early. A lot of areas got a lot of fertilizer on this fall. That's going to help out tremendously just to, you know, get some more product applied and have some more room to get that stuff in. I think with what we've witnessed the last couple of years, right, the logistics and the chaos, we don't really know what tomorrow brings, but we make our best plans, have some contingency plans in places. And then a CHS, just that ability to share between you know, our partners in maybe a different state or a different area really gives us a lot of leverage to make sure we have that product that the grower needs when they need it.
It really is a situation, though, of a plan A and a plan B just because of where we are in this environment.
Absolutely, yeah. I love farm plans and I love to have a plan in place, but that really helps us to have that plan B or that contingency plan to that product isn't available or, you know, can I come in later in the season and do a top dress or a side dress or something of that nature. That's going to be vital in this upcoming year, just that ability to pivot to make good choices.
From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.